and shadowing the way, hit it with pushing with the left hand a little bit too high instead of forward.
All. Zverev serving. Forehand return is long from Bonzi. Louisa in Hollywood, California, has been sort of saying there have been a few sound issues. My microphone's been a bit muffled. I think we've sorted that out, though. Stefan got me to move to a different headset, and I think the sound should be clearer now. So apologies if you've had a problem, especially if that's made the crowd sound a bit too loud. Zverev at 30-15. Serving to the backhand of Bonzi. Forehand Zverev. Chopped forehand by Bonzi. Good depth on that one. Zverev goes down the backhand wing and the clean winner.
Yeah, Bonzi is definitely running out of gas. Big time, not even attempting to get to that ball.
Getting a bit worried about something here, Sophie. Do you remember when Marcus and Eleanor were on? They were saying about that young boy who kept shouting that sort of that huntsman's cry. He's doing it too much. He's hardly done it at all since they left. We don't think Marcus has gone and taken it out, do you?
And a winner inside out forehand from Zverev, who is now
definitely
taking a big lead in that match. Two sets up and four love. It'll be Bonzi trying to at least hold once here. Be good.
The great day for kids watching here is Wednesday.
Yes.
That was something Philippe Chatrier introduced back in the 70s.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Because Wednesday is a day when French kids... Did none of them go to school, or do they not go to school up to a certain age?
No, there's no school. Well,
no
obviously,
school on Wednesdays.
College is different, but I'm talking about elementary and high school, no school.
So up to what, 16?
18.
Up to 18?
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So there's no school on Wednesdays?
No.
No.
Private No school. No school on Wednesday.
Are there private schools in France?
Is it only in the afternoon? I'm wondering.
Okay.
You know, it's been a while since I've been to school, but at my time, Wednesday was totally off.
Yes. Yes, you've lived in America for too long.
No, not only that. It's just that, you know, I don't have children, so I don't even know. My friends' children are already old enough to not be in school, so I wouldn't be able to even ask them. But I can find out very quickly.
Well, no, but it's just it's a completely different atmosphere on the first Wednesday of Roland Garros. And it's wonderful. It's different. And you have to make allowances for it. But it's just wonderful to encourage youngsters. And I wonder how many youngsters who got free tickets to Roland Garros on the first Wednesday end up in some form of role in tennis, even if it's just the sort of president of their local club.
Yeah, they have what they call, obviously, the école de tennis, so tennis school in clubs, and those clubs are very, very busy with that. You see that?
I saw it and I heard it. That was a backhand service return down the line from Zverev. And he enjoyed it, and he had his lion's roar.
Well, the fact that he was so far behind the baseline just triggered that backhand down-the-line winner on the return is pretty incredible. He celebrated.
Two break points and a chance to serve for a bagel third set. Love 4, love 40. Bonzi's missed his first serve. 15-40, I beg your pardon. Backhand return of serve into the net from Zverev. So he hits that glorious backhand down the line and then misses the second serve backhand. Yes, and the other thing about the French system with youngsters is that a young player who plays tennis for a club is actually known as a licencié, which is a word that you can't really translate. I'll come back to that in a second as Bonzi serves. Forehand return deep is long from Zverev. You could translate it as a licensed player, but it's actually the fact that if you are a youngster playing for a club, you're a licensed player, means that you're part of the whole system, which means that, you know, you get access to the tickets for First Wednesday. It means that you can be in the running to walk on with the players.
Yeah, so just to do... explain the licencié is more of a membership, or, you know, that you would actually buy from the club, buys to the French Tennis Federation, which covers the players also with insurance when they play in tournaments, and It's a way to also figure out how many people play in this country and help with programs by getting the money that they pay, which is about, what, 30 euro, I think, or 28 euro?
Well, for the membership.
Yes, for the membership.
Backhand from Bonzi. Zverev digs this one out. Forehand from Bonzi up the backhand wing. Down the center from Zverev is long. And Bonzi finally has a game in this third set. Good for him. He worked hard for that.
He sure did.
15-40, 4 points on the run. I'll come back to the licencier in a second, but let's just go back to Suzanne Longland, where I thought that Krejcikova would run away with the second set, but it hasn't happened. She was a break up early on. Hayley Baptiste has come back to be 4-3 up, but make that 4-all now, because Krejcikova has held to love, and she is level in the second set. Krejcikova having won the first set on a 9-7 tiebreak. Still early in the match between Francesca Jones and Beatrice Haddad-Meyer. Thomas Mahatch has beaten Zizou Bergs in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4, 6-3. Anything else nearing an end? No, most of them are. Well, Borges has taken the first set against Echeverry. Opelka a set up against China. I did mention that one earlier. And old Magda Linette has come back. She was a set and a breakdown against Teresa Valentova, but she's come back to take the second there at the start of a final set. Jakub Menchik is heading for a 2-0 lead over Titouan Drogé. Right. Yes, just on the
membership.
The membership.
License.
I mean, by paying your annual membership fee, and that gets your entry to tournaments.
Correct. That gets you... because they're trying to keep a ranking going, so it gets you to be able to enter a tournament that is affiliated with the French Tennis Federation.
But do you have to pay a fee to enter that tournament?
You do have to enter.
Okay. So
yeah, because, I mean, that would be, like, you know, incredible. If you play 20 tournaments a year, it's not free. Those people have to obviously organize.
One of the problems with tennis is that it is still very dependent on how much money your parents have.
Yeah, but the tournaments are not very expensive, and there are a lot of public in little counties and town and cities that are offering also programs, more public courts that are coming out, you know, in France.
Okay.
So it is possible to play without having, you know, a ton of money, but if you want to belong to, obviously, a private club, that costs a lot more money, there's no doubt.
And there's a remarkable situation, which I'll pick up after this point. Zverev, 4-1 up, double break still, but he's love 15. Serves onto the service line. Backhand return, forehand from Zverev. Backhand from Bonzi. Zverev having to make ground to his backhand. Down the line from Bonzi. Zverev's there with his forehand. Forehand from Bonzi. Zverev goes cross court. It's forehand to forehand. Now Bonzi down the backhand wing. Zverev is there. Great depth from Zverev. Gets a shorter ball now. Goes to the backhand wing and is a clean winner. That's just such good play from Zverev, because defensive backhand deep, which elicited the short ball, which he then hit for a wonderful winner.
But what I liked on the second serve, actually, Bonzi all of a sudden was way closer to the baseline to return. Not doing it on the first serve, was Zverev still very, very far from the baseline.
Zverev serving to the forehand, chopped into the net from Bonzi.
Serve and volley. Yeah. Kick serve, wide, very well placed, very smart.
This tournament dates from the 1890s, but it wasn't open to everybody until 1925, which you'll have known. I assume that it was only open to French people.
Internationaux de France.
But it wasn't open to French people. International people could play up to 1925. They just had to be members of a French club. So the tournament up to and including 1924... was open to members of French clubs. So if you went
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
But not a member of a club, you couldn't play. And
if
you were international,
but a member of a...
And I think so people like Kitty Godfrey, Kitty McCain. Yeah. She did play here before it became the Internationaux de France because she was a member of a French club.
Yep.
A detail I didn't realise until a few months ago.
It's very interesting, and, you know, to go back to history. And
tells you the strength of the federation, the French Tennis Federation. Back in return from Bonzi, forehand from Zverev, down the line, Bonzi to the net. And that was interesting, that Bonzi changed his service return position.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He said that he did that earlier. He tried. That was close, but not close enough. And
Zverev holds for 5-1.
Change of balls, I believe. Is that the right time? 6, 10, 16, 22, 25. Change of racket.
You know, the I'm assuming the
for Zverev, yeah.
Players and umpires must have that sequence in their mind.
Yes,
7,
to know,
16, 25, 34, 43, 52.
To not have to count every time, I'm sure. But also, we talked off air, you and I, about the tension of the rackets.
Yes, we did.
Yes. Very interesting,
yeah.
The topic you brought up. But well, let's maybe we want to finish this until. They finish this at least game to change over, and we can talk a little bit more in depth of that.
Bonzi serving to stay in the match. Backhand return. Forehand from Bonzi. Forehand from Zverev is missed. Yes, we might have a chance to chat about that at the end of this game because Bonzi holds. It's 2-5, and they have the change of ends. Hayley Baptiste leads 5-4, second set against Krejcikova. Bonzi serving, missed his first serve. Second serve to the backhand of Zverev. Backhand from Bonzi. Forehand Zverev up the forehand wing. Bonzi chops this back and it won't go over the net. Yeah. 15 all. Bonzi at the president's box end. Is the northern end of this arena. Most tennis courts around the world are north-south. Occasionally a club has to have an east-west because of the layout of its land. Second serve, backhand return, forehand from Bonzi. Chipped backhand from Zverev. Wrong foot Bonzi, lovely backhand winner. And he's 2 points away from a place in the second round.
Yeah, not very pushed right now. From Bonzi, Zverev on top of every single shot, especially when the ball is inside the baseline.
We're about to hit the 2 hour mark, 1 hour 59, and I suspect if you'd said to Zverev at the start of the day you'll get the job done in about 2 hours, he'd have probably said anything under 2 hours is good.
Is good.
15:30, second serve, backhand from Zverev. Oh, that was up the line, it hit the net post. Sounded like the ball coming off one of those old-fashioned driver golf clubs. One of those genuinely made of wood. Because the net posts here are made of wood. Well, they certainly look like they're made of wood. Are they actually
they
wood?
They are.
They are made of wood, yes.
Yep.
I came off that. Now, if the ball hits the net post and goes up in the air and lands in the court, the ball's in play because the net post is part of the net. So it just counts as a rather exotic net cord. But it didn't. It went into the crowd. And it's 30-all. Bonzi serves. It's an ace. Out wide. I think Zverev thought
comeback.
That was going to be a double fault.
Yeah, it's a good comeback here for Bonzi. Trying to hold and ask the question, at least for Zverev to serve the match outs. But he's trying to push. Getting a little bit more energy here.
40-30. Could do the first serve here, could the Frenchman. And he gets one. Backhand return is long. There we go. Not a free point, but it's a cheap point.
He'll take it.
He'll take it indeed. Yes, so the swinging tension. I've often thought players were a bit over fussy by changing their tension every, changing their rackets every 9 games, until a stringer explained to me that, you know, you lose about 1 kilogram or 2 pounds on average in the course of 9 games. And if you think about the pressure that the balls lose, actually it does make sense.
Of course it does.
To keep
And it, you know, the variation is obviously because of the weather. Like, I would think that they probably lose a lot more here today.
I would say
today.
They lose a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also would think that, you know, and players feel it, like, right away. I mean, I used to feel that right away. If you have really a 1 kilo difference, and especially if you have trouble controlling the ball that day, I mean, you have to go to higher tension because it's just going to give you more control, which is so important. But, and, you know, you don't see the players change too much except when they change balls. But,
yeah. Yeah.
Except when really something is
is about to go
yes.
or has gone.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't see many strings breaking these days.
No,
probably because they're never
synthetic.
More than 9 games old.
Oh, no, but not only that. Also, they use synthetic strings and maybe sometimes in the cross they use guts. But
if you talk to a musician who plays a stringed instrument...
Probably the same.
But if they've ever played in a hot venue...
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't
then
happen.
They're forever having to tune because the strings are...
It would be a good question to ask here because we have some beautiful players, the violin players.
There was a violin player playing
it's incredible.
The pop songs, and then there's a string quartet.
Yes, so they will know and they will be able to answer that question.
Including a standing cellist.
Yes,
he
amazing.
Must get very tired.
You know, in this weather.
I was watching them earlier. They were in the shade. As Bonzi goes long with a forehand. Sverref is just ringing the mark in case there's any doubt. Mariana Velivic goes back. Walking very, very slowly.
That was one of the loudest outs from the lines person I've heard in a long time.
She is really taking her time, the umpire. Now she's trotting back to her chair.
Oh, she's running up the chair.
Trotting up the ladder to her umpire's chair. 15 love. Zverev. 3 points from victory. And you sort of feel he's not going to let this service game go. Back in return from Bonzi. Forehand from Zverev. Short ball, dug out by Bonzi. Forehand from Zverev. Bonzi with a chopped forehand. Forehand from Zverev down the line. Bonzi with a chopped backhand. Zverev looking to come in. Plays a drop shot. Bonzi will get there. Cross court winner. Lovely. Running down from Bonzi.
He's getting a second win here. Bonzi, it's better now than never because he's against the wall, no doubt. Two set down, 5-2. Zverev serving for the match.
15 all. Zverev serves. Backhand return. Deep to the forehand of Zverev. Short ball for Bonzi. It's a lovely winner. Once they drop short, you know he's got to take it on.
Well, they both, you know, obviously are very, very aggressive player, and you're right. They're all taking advantage of anything that's bouncing a little bit inside the court.
15-30. A little bit interesting. Zverev, first serve. Forehand return is short. Forehand from Zverev, forcing Bonzi wide. Zverev's at the net, puts away the volley. Firm wrist on that occasion. Yeah. No attempt at a drop volley.
Well, he's getting hurt from the return that is dropping way too short. So meanwhile, again, it's Zverev that comes forward and takes that ball early. There's like no chance from Bonzi from that point on.
They flash up some stats on the main scoreboard in the stadium, and that was put down as a forehand winner.
Oh, really?
Rather than a volley winner, which is interesting. 30 all. Zverev 2 points from victory. And make that one because he served an ace. Crowd went quiet because they weren't sure whether that had caught the sideline or not. But he's made good use of the serve out wide in the deuce court of Zverev. 2 hours and 5 minutes on the match clock. Zverev came into this match with a few questions after the back problems he had in Rome. Missed Hamburg. But here he has match point for a straight sets win in the first round at Roland Garros. Forehand return. Forehand Zverev is long. Zverev at deuce. Serving. Out wide. That was too far wide. That was into the tram lines. Or the alley, as it's known in America. Sidelines in some people's vocabulary. Second serve from Zverev. is to the backhand of Bonzi. It slightly mishit, lands short. Zverev pushing Bonzi back down the line. Bonzi's a winner.
Can you
lovely
believe it?
Lovely flat backhand.
Can you believe it? Skipping the best for last. Bonzi right now, and the fans are loving it.
It's a beautifully compact backhand.
Yes,
for Bonzi.
Very.
Technically very good.
You know what we call the alley in French?
Go on.
Le couloir.
Le couloir, the corridor.
The corridor,
yeah.
Exactement.
Why not?
Le couloir de double, we call him.
Okay,
corridor,
doubles.
Doubles,
yes.
Corridor.
Yes. Good serve from Zverev. Gets a short return and goes into out with a forehand winner.
And again, the return is like middle of the court. A little candy for Zverev. It's yet another forehand winner, the 19th of the match.
We've had a message
the German.
Rob, who says he feels like he's coming out of a no-tennis coma. Broadcast sounds wonderful and entertaining. Happy, happy, happy. Oh, glad you're happy, Rob. Good to have you with us. We're happy that you're with us. Zverev serves out wide. The forehand goes into the net. And Zverev has a second match point.
And Krejcikova just saved a set point. Being down 5-6 in the second set.
We might get a bit of that, depending on how this goes. Much depends on Zverev. Zverev has match point number two. Again, the court bathed in sunshine. Zverev serves into the tram lines. Again, there's a lot of top dressing that flew up when that ball landed. It's very, very dry. Second serve from the number two seed. He'll kick this one into the body. Taken on the forehand by Bonzi. Off the frame and long. And Zverev just takes his racket gently towards his team. That is a good win for him. 2 hours and 8 minutes. He's got the job done. He moves through to play Thomas Mahat in the second round. That won't be easy for him, but he's got this win under his belt. Decent performance from the World 95 in Benjamin Bonzi. But his opponent, Sasha Zverev, was too good. And it's Zverev who moves on.
Yeah, as you said, just too good for Bonzi. I think too good also physically for Bonzi, who really had a letdown after losing that second set. But yeah, he was playing a very informed when you think of what happened, obviously, in the past month with the back for Zverev. But it was a very, very good first round for him. Didn't look like he had any problem. It's Benjamin Bonzi. He's saying thank you to the fans, stepping off the court.
I thought he showed a good attitude.
I thought so too. I thought he did, you know, he did what he could.
I'd love for 15-40 in the third set. He could easily have lost heart, but he stuck in there.
True.
And he won a couple of games.
True.
We're going to hear from Zverev. The players' work to rule does not include the on-court interviews.
Of course.
So a rare opportunity to hear from a top player. And Sasha will be talking with Marion Bartoli.
Sasha, huge congratulations to you. It's always a pleasure to see you back here in Roland Garros, happy, smiling. Playing such a solid performance today against Benjamin, be a very tricky opponent. How, in your own terms, do you think you will assess your performance today?
Yeah, good. Very good start to the tournament. It's always nice to start with a straight set win, especially. I feel like against Benjamin, he can cause a lot of problems to top players, and all around, I think a good performance that I can build on. I have to build on it, but very happy with the start.
Merci.
Yeah, I think, you know, in five-set matches in Grand Slams, there's always going to be up and downs, you know, especially in the beginning of tournaments. And you always have to stay focused. You always have to stay, you always have to come back to yourself, kind of play your best tennis. You know, when he broke me in the second set, I broke him straight away. And yeah, I think mentally you always have to be ready. And that was very good today. Again, tennis-wise, you still have to build. We're in the beginning of the tournament, but yeah. I'm looking forward to the exciting next couple of days.
Today was extremely hot, obviously very fast condition. Properly, the preparation week was a bit different. It was extremely cool. I think you mentioned a lot about the tension of your racket towards your camp. What do you feel you had to change? Was it tension higher, tension lower? What was the change you had to do in this match?
No, I went lower, actually. Yeah, I'm very strange when it comes to rackets and stringing and everything like that.
Tell us everything.
Yeah, no, I feel too much sometimes, which is not a good thing. And I feel like my racket was a bit too tight in the first two sets. Then I changed it for the third set. I felt that was my best set as well. So sometimes I'm strange. You will maybe understand it, maybe not. But I sometimes have the feeling that I have less control when my racket is too tight. So I went down in tension. I feel like I could swing more freely. And yeah, it's too much into detail. But
no, it's fine. No. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Lastly, you have mentioned twice that you look to build on this game from this performance. What do you think to build more into your game? You feel you need to move on to that tournament? Obviously, you have done really well. You reached the final in the past, so you know how to do it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, of course, Benjamin is a great player, but I know that the further you go in the tournament, the more difficult the opponents will get. And I feel like everybody will maybe not play their best tennis in the first round. If they do, then bravo, and hopefully they can continue playing that way. But sometimes it's good to start off a bit slower, to start off maybe feeling like you can improve something still. And that's my feeling, and I hope I can do that.
Well, we look forward to see you improving. Then.
Thank you.
Mesdames
Thank
et merci. You. Thank you. Mesdames et messieurs, merci d'applaudir Sacha Zverev.
Interesting in talking about the string tension, because normally the rule is if you have it looser, you get more power but less control, and if you have it tighter, you have more control but less power. And he was saying he felt he had more control when it was looser.
Oh, he's feeling it's feeling, but overall, I can tell you 99% of the players are going to feel much more confident playing with a tighter string, especially when they hit the ball hard to get more control. It's like the trampoline effect. I mean,
exactly.
If it's tight, you're not going to go up in the air. If it's loose, you're going to go much higher. And I mean, that's physics. You're not going to chance that. The fact that he's saying that he feels more control, that means, like, for me, he's feeling the ball very well with a looser string.
Yes, absolutely.
Because when you go down with this weather with really, really loose strings, that means that you are really feeling the ball well and you have the control even with looser strings. So,
well, he'll
good
need
for him.
It. He'll need it. If you look at his draw,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's not easy.
Next round is Thomas Mahach.
Yeah.
That's for certain. If we work on the seeds, third round would be Hugo Humbert. Fourth round, Karin Khachanov. Quarterfinal Taylor Fritz, semi-final Djokovic. I mean, it's not easy.
It's not easy, but you know what? There is no easy draws. I mean, when you're at that stage, when you're at that level, I think everybody, especially I think the depth of men's tennis is now getting better and better, even though we have those two guys, you know, one of them not here, the other one, Sinner's, you know, here, but we've seen that he himself, you know, can have to deal with very difficult conditions
he's
when it's hot.
He's not good in the heat, no.
So I'm sure he's not looking forward to playing in this heat at
right.
all. So it's, you know, it's all about the conditions of play here. Roland Garros can be feeling like you're in the Four Seasons, you know, maybe not the snow, but we've seen this before, and anything can change on the dime, as we are looking at what is changing a little bit, although we are back to another tie break on the season Langland. It is 6-0, and Krejcikova won the first set 7-6, is up 4-2. She saved already two set point in this set earlier.
Well, 6-5.
At 6-5, and she's up 4-2 here in this tiebreak.
Krejcikova serves out wide, forehand return. That's a great return from Baptiste. Beautifully struck.
Sorry, Chris, speaking of effort, you know, from Bonzi to come back a little bit in that third set, I mean, what an effort from Hellie Baptiste after losing that first set to be able to still be in the competition right now and still fighting.
And then dropping her opening service game. She was 2 love down second set.
Yep. Such a player, Hellie Baptiste. I think, you know, if some of you don't know about her, she is upcoming. She has been upcoming and has been playing some unbelievable tennis in the last 6 months.
Baptiste at 3-4. Second set tiebreak. She has to win this tiebreak. Otherwise, that's it. She's missed her first serve. She's not happy with her ball toss on the second. We're over 2 hours of play in this one. Forehand return from Krejcikova. Backhand from Baptiste. Backhand Krejcikova. Backhand from Baptiste is wide. It's a little loose on that one. 5-3. The Czech moves to within 2 points of the match. And in a way, this is the problem with Hayley Baptiste. She's a beautiful ball striker, but when it gets to the really crucial moments, she can miss shots that she would normally make.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, about that. She's 24 years old. I think she's got a long way to get better and better. She's got a lot of possibility to really move her game to the next level.
Baptiste serves back in return. Deep to the forehand of Baptiste. Baptiste gives us a lot of air. Krejcikova gives his backhand a lot of air. Baptiste goes right back to the back fence and goes onto the sideline. A very high ball from Krejcikova. That's going to land short. It'll be smashed off the bounds. But Krejcikova's read it. She throws up another lob. Baptiste backpedals, lets it drop, and it's just
wide. That was
wide.
Close. That was very close. Baptiste couldn't put that overhead, that bouncing overhead, away. Which I was a little shocked. She was a bit nonchalant going to that bouncing overhead, I felt.
And then we get going. And then we go to war. Come on.
What's the sound of her coach? Now we go to war.
Strong legs, let the arms go.
I understand the sentiment.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is, you know, at this stage and difficult, but it might not be the greatest usage of verbiage. But
yes, of language, quite. That was what I was implying.
Yeah, I hear you.
Digging deep is one thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Krejcikova at 5-4, second set tiebreak. She's just put her first serve long. Second serve from the Czech. It's kicked. Where's the top of the net? Most players on clay will kick their second serve, just coming underneath the ball so that it bounces higher. That allows them to play slightly safer in terms of placement. Put it more in the centre of the service box, knowing that the high kick will make it harder for the returner to do anything. But there's pressure on this second serve. Krejcikova serves back and return. Forehand from Krejcikova, cross court. Forehand from Baptiste. Backhand from Krejcikova down the middle of the court. Backhand Baptiste. Both players up the middle of the court. Who will look for the angle? Neither really at the moment. Off the top of that from Krejcikova, but the rally goes on. Slice from Krejcikova. Hangs in the air. Baptiste misses it. She had no pace to work off.
Too impatient. And maybe she wants to shorten this, you know, the obviously hot. The rally. It is difficult. It's hot. It's tiring.
Because
she's going to
go forever.
But, well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, she looked a little bit sluggish and, on the last one, but hey, she's got two match points there. Looking forward to try to close this one out because they've been out there for quite a long time. 2 hours and 7 minutes so far.
Two match points for Barbara Krejcikova. First one on her own serve. 6-4 in the tiebreak. She serves. Backhand return. Forehand from Krejcikova. Forehand from Baptiste. Krejcikova will go down the line. That's gone long. That was open for her. Krejcikova looks up to the umpire as if to say, surely not. But yes, I think everybody saw that. And the umpire stayed rooted to her chair. She was not going to come down and look at that one. There was no question. Let's have a look at this on our replay. Yes, it was close, but not that close.
Yeah. Even our coach was telling her.
Yes.
And showing.
Holding two fingers apart, well, three centimetres apart.
That's right.
Second match point for Krejcikova. This one on the Baptiste serve. Baptiste not happy with her ball toss. She's got the sun behind her. So this is nerves. This is the pressure of the moment. This is the pressure of facing a match point on the Suzanne Longlen court at Roland Garros. Too long, the first serve. Second serve by Baptiste. Taking a long time over it. And not happy with the ball toss. Just adding to the pressure.
Yep.
Yes. Second serve. Oh, catches second the top of the net. It just brushed the top of the net. It caught the center line as well. Second serve. It's match point. Kicked back in return. Forehand from Baptiste up the middle of the court. Forehand Krejcikova. Forehand from Baptiste. Forehand Krejcikova is missed. Oh, she had the backhand wing open, but she overdid it.
Yep.
And this tiebreak goes on.
Trying to go way too quickly to win this point. So you can tell that the anxiousness is really felt from both players. And I think that, again, thinking about being impatient on the Baptiste side, on the point before that one, but it was Krejcikova on this one. Too much points. Comes and goes. And now, 6-all, the changing ends. By the way, we need to mention that, you know, not only you can obviously listen to Radio Roland Garros, but you can listen on the app. Let's not forget the app. So you go to the app on the left upper corner. You have a little radio emblem. Just click on that and you can hear us out there. Also go on the official Roland Garros website homepage.
And there's a little icon top right.
Correct.
Marked live. 6-all in game, 6-all in points. Chopped return from Krejcikova. Forehand from Baptiste. Backhand Krejcikova. Backhand Baptiste down the line, and she made it. She
has. You've got to be kidding me. Talk about being gutsy. That's one gutsy player. I've seen her play many times. That backhand down the line is pure beauty. She went straight through the ball, flat as it can be. Oh my, was that a gutsy play. Down the line winner. And she is getting a third set point here to try to go push it to a third set. And Krejcikova serving at 6-7 in the tiebreak.
Krejcikova, she's had two match points of her own. Backhand return is a drop shot. Forehand from Krejcikova goes to the forehand wing. Cross court. Cut off by... Oh, Krejcikova's netted the volley. She was there. She had the whole court open. One of the best doubles players of her era has gone and dumped a forehand volley into the net.
Yeah, and that was a really missed return drop shot from Baptiste. I mean, it was so high, you would have thought that maybe Krejcikova was going to take that and put it away. Couldn't do it, but then the volley, as you mentioned, Chris. Wow, she was far from the net, tried to drop shot. Not really the shot that you want to hit. Probably would have been much better off trying to put it deeper down the line to ask for the pass again. But Baptiste
was so out of position.
Yeah.
That have just a simple forehand volley.
It's not that simple, Chris.
No, it's not.
Come
this is
on.
The pressure of the moment.
You should know better.
I know.
If it was that simple, we would all be out there.
But at that moment, she needed to keep it simple.
Yes, keep it simple. It sounds like something that
you should write a book called Keep It Simple.
Tennis Smart and Simple. Yeah. Well, very pleased with that book. I'm going to mention it a little bit as we're waiting on the changeover here from the two players, and we're changing. Also, the guards on the court, Philippe Chatrier, waiting for the match between Mira Andreeva and Fiona Ferro. Yes, the book that came out last week from the printing company, Tennis Smart and Simple. Very proud of that book. I wrote a book which is absolutely outstanding for me in my mind. Never in my wildest dreams.
It's an achievement.
If you've had a book published, it is
an achievement, regardless of subject matter.
Yeah, well, hopefully people are going to enjoy it. It's a book about instructional book from beginners to professionals. It really has one really particularity is the QR codes in there, which when I explain, for example, where would you like to go forward into the net? Where would you like to place yourself when you go down the line versus cross court? You get little QR codes and a video that is linked right away where you can see visually what I'm trying to explain. So it's fun. You know, it's interesting. It's here. It's I will do book signing. Can you imagine? Doing book signing on Friday, and Fridays.
I can imagine you could sign your name, Sophie.
Yeah, I can imagine, but that's, you know what I mean. 5 p.m. Friday, this first Friday of the Roland Garros, and the second Friday at 5 p.m. at the Grande Boutique, at the merchandise store.
So what is the, if there's one overall message about how to keep tennis simple, what would it be?
I would say that learn a simple technique to create and recreate your shots, especially when it comes to stress, you know, situations. Yeah. Because technique, to me, if it fails you, is going to be when you're really tight. But if you have good technique, you're going to get away with a lot more and probably produce much better shot and perform better.
And I've obviously interviewed lots of the greats of tennis.
Yeah.
And if you say to them, what advice would you give to any youngsters or even the parents of youngsters? That's one of the things that comes up most often. Mm-hmm. Get the technique right at a young age.
Especially when you're using
because
your towel.
If you,
for your towel, can you use the orange?
What you're hearing there is the coin toss of the match
and
between
the people can come in during, between games.
Mira Andreeva.
Do you have any questions? No? Would you like to call, Mira? We have Roland Garros 2026.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros. You want to toss the toss? Very good. We have 26.
Receive.
So Fiona Ferro.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Elected to receive, won the toss, and Mia Andreeva decided to she decided to stay on the south part of the court because the sun is going to be right in the eyes. Yeah, you want to stay on the south part, so when you serve, obviously the sun is not in your eyes. And they're going to start the warm-up, but we're going to keep staying. Are they, did they take a break? I didn't see Chris on the court, Suzanne Langland. Did anybody step off the court to take a break?
No, they haven't. I was expecting them to have a 10-minute break. Obviously, it's not warm enough for that, or maybe it's such a dry heat.
Just a bathroom break. It's not dry. There's nothing about the being dry heat. I think maybe Krejcikova left the court, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes, and at least she's in the shade right now, Baptiste, but she's used to these conditions, obviously. Florida conditions right here, definitely today. The humidity, the heat.
Well, that is the sound you're hearing in the background is Mira Andreeva and Fiona Ferro warming up. Andreeva, the eighth seed, still only 19 years old. Everyone's been saying she'll win a major. She may well do. She may well win several. But to me, there's still a piece of the puzzle missing.
Yes, we all know that. But I think at that age, it's normal to see a piece of the puzzle missing. And she's working on it. The puzzle being the mental toughness, the mental side of her game. The rest is all here. There's no doubt. And she's working. She's working hard on it. She knows. She's well aware. And that's the only thing she can do is, you know, work on it. And for Fiona Ferro, it's been a really rough time with, obviously, injuries and then coming back from injuries and trying to come back to her level. Remember, she beat Rybakina here, in this tournament. I think it was the year of COVID year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Rybakina is a much better player, especially this year.
Yeah, but still, you know, you had to, I mean, she was, what, top 20 maybe at the time?
Yes. Rybakina got to the top 20 quite a while before she won Wimbledon. So she's a Grand Slam champion this year. Rybakina, the number 2 seed, having won in Australia.
Krasnoyarsk, en Sibérie. Elle mesure 1m75. Parce qu'aujourd'hui, elle a 8e place mondiale. Son meilleur classement, elle l'obtenait en juillet de l'année dernière. Elle était 5e joueuse mondiale. Elle avait remporté son premier tournoi à Yazi en 2024.
The introduction from Marc Maury.
Yes, he's been
French,
the
telling everything about the players.
He's been the master of ceremonies here for about 25 years.
Yeah, doing a great job at it.
Very much the voice of Roland Garros.
He's the voice of the.
He's French tennis.
All the Nadal wins.
Yes,
he loves it when he goes through the whole 14
Rafael Nadal.
But when he says winner in 2000, you hear him 14 times, and he's so good at it.
Andreeva. Well, he's an actor.
He's an actor, but he's, you know, he also works very hard, you know, to, there's a lot of work behind the scene that people don't realize.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's also the Master of Ceremonies at the Paris Masters.
He does the Paris Masters.
Which I keep wanting to call Bercy, but it's not at Bercy
anymore.
It's at La Défense.
La Défense, which called the Little New York here.
Yes, well, because Paris has been very strict on not allowing high-rise buildings, but the one place they
Except
have allowed
there.
It is La Défense.
Exact.
Well, Mira Andreeva is in a sort of a very light pink dress.
Yeah, very pretty, actually.
Slightly darker pink visor. Sort of light brown hair. Is that light brown, dark blonde?
A little bit blonde, dark blonde.
Yeah, is tied up just ahead of the
Blanche, s'il vous plaît. Blanche.
Visor. And Ferro is in a very similar sort of dress, a little bit more traditional, in yellow.
Little canary.
Canary yellow, yeah? Almost lime green, isn't
lime
it?
Lime green, you're yeah. right, maybe.
And her visor is white. So, we have a slightly empty stadium at the moment because after the two-hour match involving Bonzi and Zverev, a lot of people have gone out probably to the bathroom to get a drink.
Yeah, well needed to get maybe
some fluids, put the sun cream on.
It is pretty rough out there.
It is very, very hot. And so we have this women's first round match. First round played over 3 days at Roland Garros. Mira Andreeva starting this match by serving to the forehand of Ferro. Slightly mishit, but it goes deep. Now backhand from Ferro. Backhand from Andreeva. Backhand from Ferro into the net off the slice.
Yeah, the ball is going to go really very fast off the racket of Andreeva. We know how powerful she can be. From both wings, the back end is pure beauty. Serve can also reach some high numbers as velocity is concerned.
Forehand return from Ferro, backhand from Andreeva. A lot of topspin on that one, a lot of topspin on this backhand from Ferro. Forehand from Andreeva, backhand from Ferro, backhand Andreeva. It's like a backhand drill they do at these tennis academies. Backhand to backhand to backhand. Now forehand from Andreeva. And they start doing forehand to forehand. Up the line from Andreeva, backhand Ferro. That's a lovely shot from the French woman. Andreeva can't get it back.
Talking about a good backhand, that was very fluid from the racket of Ferro, really going through that ball and really putting every single inches of her body into it. Actually taking and putting power, too much power for Andreeva to control. Well done. Not easy to do this against somebody like Andreeva. Outpower her.
Yes, can she keep it up, though? That's a good serve from Andreeva.
You've
got to
do this for two sets. That's not easy. That's the problem that Ferro has been... You know, I've been watching Ferro in the last year here. I felt like she was playing 1 point out of three or four top 20, top 30 players, and the rest was everywhere. So hopefully she can do better today. A year later...
Good serve from Andreeva. Now he goes down the line with a backhand that almost dies in the clay.
Beautiful.
Ferro was there.
Too far. She's too far from the baseline. That ball was... she needed to cut the angle. When you see a ball that bounces away from you on either side, you have to go towards the bounce to at least get closer to that bounce. That ball almost bounced twice before she got to the racket of Ferro. She was so far.
Andreeva serves, forehand return. Forehand from Andreeva up the backhand wing of Ferro. Ferro lofts this one deep to the forehand of Andreeva. Flattened out, forehand from Ferro, backhand from Andreeva. Backhand Ferro to the two-hander of Andreeva who goes into out, but Ferro's there. Ferro nets, though. And Andreeva takes the opening game.
So it was in 2020 that Ferro got to the round of 16. And she actually, right there, I think she beat Rybakina. Andreeva, of course, we saw last year when she lost to Boisson in the unfortunate finish for her, in the sense that she really lost her mind in that match completely. So it's all about finding the balance really mentally for Andreeva. But I think, yes, I think that she is definitely going to win majors. And I think it's going to be more than one.
First time I saw her, actually, she lost. It was in the final of the girls' singles at the Australian Open.
Really?
And she had that incredible match, 4 hours and something.
Against
Korneva, her fellow junior.
Yeah.
Who got into the main draw as a qualifier here. So her passage has been, even though she won that girls' singles title.
Yeah, it takes time sometimes.
It does take time, yes. Backhand from Ferro to the backhand of Andreeva. Ferro with a two-hander deep across court and long.
Well, Susan Langland court, I'm sorry to tell you that Krejcikova, after that bathroom break and having two match points, is back on court, but just got broken in the third set. And
the way she lost those two match points made me worry about her in this third. She could yet turn it around.
Baptiste up one love in the third, 30-15 serving.
Backhand return from Andreeva. Forehand from Ferro. Into out. Onto the sideline. Andreeva lofts the backhand to the forehand of Ferro. Backhand Andreeva. Ferro with a forehand up the forehand wing. That's a lovely shot by the Frenchwoman.
Yeah, I love the attitude. I love the fact that she's going around that backhand when she has the opportunity to do so and uses that forehand inside in, inside out. Ferro. What I would love to see is also her changing the rhythm with some underspin or slice backhand sometimes to get that bounce to be a little lower than in the strike zone of Andreeva.
Ferro at 15 all serves into the net. Second serve from the French woman. It is more lime green. I'm just looking at it much closer to our commentary box now because she's at the commentary box end. Has a forehand which she pushes Andreeva wide. Chopped forehand from Andreeva. Chopped forehand from Ferro. Back and cross court by Andreeva. Down the line, Ferro misses. I think she's right to go for those when she gets a short ball like that.
Totally
go for
agree.
The corners.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to out-rally Andreeva.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that's, you know, like you said, if she can overpower Andreeva, go for it from the baseline. But how long can you do this? How many points in a row can you win, really, to make a difference? It's a tough task.
15-30. Ferro, not happy with her ball toss. Sun is not a factor from this end because she has the sun behind her. Back and return from Andreeva down the line into the corner. Clean winner. Deceptive power on the high two-hander from Andreeva.
She loves that return down the line. She uses it tons. Further point away from the server as a straight line. And Baptiste holds two love in the third.
Ferro break points against her. 15-40. Second serve goes to the backhand of Andreeva. That's long. Rare error from Andreeva. It was a very soft serve. Heavily kicked, but didn't come through. Andreeva needed to do all the work. Still break point at 30-40. Fiona Ferro serving into the net. That was a very soft serve. 125 off a first serve. And that's kilometres. Second serve to the backhand. Backhand from Ferro, lofted cross court. Backhand from Andreeva, flattened out. Ferro's there with a two-hander. Attempted cross court from Andreeva. Now she goes back to the backhand of Ferro. Ferro nets, and Andreeva breaks.
See this kind of shot right here, which comes from nowhere. I mean, she completely misses her timing on the backhand. It goes like on the left of the net, close to the post, and for no reason. I mean, it's not even a miss. It's a complete outrageous shot from somebody who is, you know, that high. And that's the kind of shot that she needs to eliminate to get back into, you know, a decent ranking.
Sarah from Colorado says, wonderful to hear your voices. Very excited to spend another championship virtually with the team at Radio Roland Garros. 25th year for Sarah, she thinks. That's good going, Sarah.
25th.
We will give you a long service medal, if only we had one to give you. We have medals hanging around our neck, but we need them because they have our accreditation on it.
That's our medal?
Well, like to think so. Backhand from Andreeva. Forehand into the net from Ferro. It's 30 love. This could get away from Ferro very quickly.
Yeah, and she's made really some great stride, Ferro, because she was down the ranking like about 364 in the world at the beginning of the year.
Forehand from Andreeva down the line. Clean winner.
It's right on the line. Yeah,
love
she was,
40.
You know, Chris, 364 January 2026, started to play quite a bit of 75Ks. 125 did get a ranking to about 200 right now. So good effort. She needs to keep at it.
She relying on wild card to get into the draw here. Backhand return from Ferro. Down the line by Andreeva is a bit wild.
Took that one way too late, Andreeva.
To the number 8 seed. She serves. Forehand return. Forehand from Andreeva. Backhand from Ferro. Back backhand. Andreeva, good angle on that one. Reached by Ferro, gets good depth on the defensive backhand. Has to play another one. That goes into the net. And Andreeva holds for 3 games to love.
Wow. Break point on Susan Langland for a 3-love lead for Baptiste, and more importantly, for a double break in this third set.
Yes, I was telling you about Fran Jones, the British player who is just a remarkable story, given that she was born with a condition. I didn't know what the condition was, but it's not one of those names easy to commit to memory.
No, it's not at all, actually. You're right.
She is 6-1, 4-2 down to Beatrice Haddad-Meyer. But just seeing her out there.
Yeah, it is called an ectodermal dysplasia clefting syndrome.
Yeah. Which has left her with...
She has seven fingers, I think. But also on the feet.
She's missing toes.
Yeah,
she's
and that's why well. It's so challenging for her to
keep
have
balance.
And in tennis, balance is so key and important. So
absolutely.
You can only imagine that reaching the level that she's reached is kudos to her.
Absolutely.
Really.
Just being out there is a fantastic achievement. And of course, she can't think like that. She wants to win. But
yeah, and she always, you know, she doesn't want any excuses. She doesn't want to talk about, you know, her disability, so to speak. And then this is really admirable how she goes about, you know, being the best of her, whatever version she can produce.
The best version of yourself. This is what we should all strive for. Backhand from Andreeva to the backhand of Ferro. Into the net from Ferro. Worries me, Sophie, a couple of times. Ferro has got to these big backhands. She's taken one hand off the racket to play the slice.
Because she's late.
But she's getting the ball in the net.
Yeah, because she's way too late. And that's why I think she used a slice when she has also a play on it instead of giving that ball flat off her backhand. Doesn't really bother at all. Andreeva. I haven't seen one drop shot yet from the racket of Ferro, and I know that she has that shot in her bag. So need to maybe use that as well to just change the rhythm, change, you know, the appearance of this match. Move Andreeva forward. Love 30, love 3. Ferro serving.
Just too long, first serve.
29 years old, Fiona Ferro.
Yeah, they're 10 years apart, these two.
Yep.
Second serve to the backhand of Andreeva. Backhand Ferro forcing Andreeva wide. Andreeva chops her forehand and it goes about a meter and a half long.
And it was in 2021 that she had her best ranking. Ferro picked at 39 in the world. And now, as I mentioned, currently 200 on the WTA Tour. The key is top 100 for all the players.
Top 104.
Well, 104, so to speak.
That 104 is the magic number because it's the cutoff for Grand Slam entry.
Even though there are 128 players in the draw.
104 are direct acceptances on the basis of ranking.
And the rest are?
16 qualifiers and 8 wildcards.
Exactly.
And if you have a 32 draw, it's 25 direct acceptances, 4 qualifier. And 3 wild cards. Yeah,
so, I mean, she is on her way back. There's no doubt. She's been playing some good tennis on clay, was in Rabat before playing here, qualifying, get to the second round.
And I take it rankings today will change tomorrow because we start on Sunday, but the rankings computers are still based on Mondays, aren't they?
Well, so you mean for the majors?
She may well pick up her ranking points from qualifying, from that one victory in qualifying, tomorrow. So she might be ranked higher tomorrow.
Yeah, I can look at the live ranking for us and try to figure out what she's going to be on the live ranking after qualifying in Rabat and getting to the second round. Good point, Chris.
Ferro serving at 40-30. First game point for the French woman in this match. Second serve goes to the backhand of Andreeva. It's long for Andreeva, and Ferro opens her account.
And you're right, she's going to be in the top 200 at 181. Ferro comes tomorrow.
So even if she's no longer in this particular tournament, she will continue her upward march. Yes.
Of last week, as we are at 3-love for Baptiste double break. In the final set on Susan Langlin, they've now been on the court for exactly 2 hours and 34 minutes.
And if Baptiste wins this, it'll be a story, because obviously Krejcikova is a former champion and she'll have saved two match points. But she is the seeded player here. Krejcikova's ranking is